Wana alhamdulillah. My young children, they are professionals. Inshallah, they have set me up so nicely, they will look after me. Sometimes it so happens that Allah Ta'ala takes away the children before the father. They say the most difficult thing is for a father to bury his children. May Allah Ta'ala forbid. May Allah Ta'ala make you never happy upon anyone. But sometimes it can happen. Sometimes the small child is growing up, hey, my top is all right, he looks after me. And actually what happens? Allah Ta'ala takes away the father. So he said, all the relationship that you put your trust in, they are not guaranteed, they are not foolproof. There is only one relationship that is foolproof. And that is Allah Ta'ala's relationship. Alaysa Allahu bikafin abda. Is Allah not sufficient for you, O my banda? Allah Ta'ala tells the banda, Allah is not sufficient for you. Alaysa Allahu bikafin abda. Allah Ta'ala complains that you do find someone more better than me, who is more trustworthy. So whatever our situation, we must turn towards Almighty Allah in difficulty. And when these difficulties come, inshallah, it is a temporary phase. It's a temporary phase. You ever notice this one example? You take a small child and you throw the child up. Especially when you do it the first time for the child, your son or your grandchild, then the child gets so perturbed. My grandfather was supposed to look after me, he threw me up. And you see the fright in his eyes. You see the eyes becoming big. And then when it comes down and the father or the grandfather, you know, brings him, and then he's laughing, the grandfather is laughing, and all of that happened. So that was the difficulty, inshallah, is only the temporary phase. Just to make little of a sabr during that particular time, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Normally recently I read one of our Akabirin's writing. He said, normally we translate this ayat, you know, after usr there is ease. After usr there is ease. Normally, he said, a lot of people make this mistake in translation. Allah Ta'ala says, after difficulty there is ease. He said, Allah didn't say after difficulty there is ease. Allah Ta'ala said, with difficulty there is ease. Ma'al usr yusra. Even in difficulty, Allah will create ease for you. So whatever our situation, my dear respected brothers, we need to take heart from these beautiful prescriptions Allah has given us when difficulty comes upon us. As we have made mention from the very beginning, these are situations that happen. We try to give the reasons, we try to give the wisdoms, and we try to give some prescriptions. It is not the end. There are many, many beautiful examples in the Quran and Hadith, but very little from what we have heard from our ulama we have put forward. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that Allah Ta'ala always grant us ease. Allah Ta'ala grant us ease, and Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to thank Allah for that ease. Allah never puts us through any type of difficulty. Allah Ta'ala grant us Jannat without Hisab. Allah grant us His Fazl without putting us through any test. But if ever it to come upon anyone, Allah Ta'ala makes it easy, and Allah Ta'ala make us turn towards Him, that Allah Ta'ala can relieve us from that particular difficulty in the ways that He has prescribed. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.